We're talking with Lissa de Guzman, Broadway actress, who is the star, well, I think she's the star, of Aladdin, which is coming to Shays. You're a Disney princess, right? You're Jasmine.
I am. This is actually, Buffalo is going to be my debut as the princess. I'm ready to jump in.
I understand that almost every little girl growing up in America wants to be at least one Disney princess at some point in her life. Is that true for you?
Definitely. And it's actually, I grew up with the animated feature Aladdin. So being able to play Jasmine is most definitely my little version of my dream come true.
It is a truism, I think. Disney princesses, they are their own woman. They don't get pushed around at all, whether it's Belle or even the Little Mermaid, who does have some tough sledding ahead of her, and certainly not Jasmine.
I was just having this conversation the other day with someone of the curiosity and fearlessness that Jasmine has that thrusts her into the rest of the story of Aladdin, and that special element of a princess and a woman. And how important that is, and how excited I am to portray that on stage every day.
Now, is Jafar going to be really scary?
Very scary.
Oh, good. I would hope so.
Oh, yes, most definitely. He's the kindest man off stage, and you wouldn't expect him to be what he is on stage, but he's a very, very good Jafar.
That's exactly off what I've heard.
Yeah.
Another question I have is, so the music was written by one of the greats of all time, Alan Menken. Mm-hmm. And folks remember, I mean, I already mentioned The Little Mermaid, but Beauty and the Beast, and Newsies also, which came to Shays. Also, lyrics by Tim Rice from The Lion King. So are songs by Menken and Rice, are they like easier to sing? Do they flow more naturally for you, the performer?
They do. What was the most spectacular part about his music is when we did a sits pro, which is where you you sing with the orchestra for the first time. So you see all these nuances that go into the melody you're singing and the lyrics you're singing. So it's the cohesiveness of the entire musical part of it that is incredible. And what's cool is the show has all of the songs from the animated feature plus some.
Oh, plus some. Any inside information on the plus sums?
There are songs that were originally written for the animated feature that didn't make it in the movie, so they reinvented them and put them in the musical. Because Aladdin has some three friends, and so there's a song about them, and Jafar gets more songs and all of that.
It's my understanding that Aladdin, as a film, was the highest grossing film of 1992. And also, the song A Whole New World won an Academy Award for Best Original Song. So the movie definitely has street cred. Well, you've seen the movie, and now you're in the show. What would you tell folks who might say, hey, I've seen the movie, should I go to the show?
Oh, absolutely. It's a perfect family show, date night show. It's good for all ages because there's lavish costumes and the scenic design is so spectacular and there is true magic on stage. And it's so fun. There's humor, there's romance, it's the genie, it's in all different musical styles. So there truly is something in the show for everyone.
I'm reading some of the fun facts about the North American tour. And one is that all the costumes are custom made by hand, especially for the show. So I'm assuming your costume was made especially for you.
Yes, it was. I remember going through fittings, trying on like shapes of costumes. And then the next fitting would be they have the fabric. And then the next fitting would be they have the beads. So it definitely is handcrafted and made for us, which is definitely makes someone feel very special.
And how many costume changes do you go through?
I only have three costumes.
Oh, my. You get off easy.
I do get off easy. But there is a number at the beginning of Act Two where 100 costume changes happen in 1 minute.
100 costume changes in exactly 60 seconds. That's insane.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty spectacular.
So is that I assume that's part of the theater magic that you were talking about, the onstage magic.
Oh, yes. That and then some. We've got a lot of magic happening in the show.
Is there a carpet that really flies?
There is. We have a magic carpet ride.
Is it scary? Or?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, it's pretty safe? at least for you?
Very safe and very fun.
Oh, good. I have a couple questions about the orchestra, because I'm always interested in that. Where are they going to be? And are there a lot of what I call real instruments, or is it all keyboards?
Oh, no, it's real instruments, most definitely. I actually had the privilege of being able to sit in the pit once. It's very intricate and very, very much real instruments. It's really cool to listen to.
Do you have a favorite song? And is it in Act One or Act Two?
My favorite song is definitely A Million Miles Away, which is in Act One. And it's the first time Aladdin and Jasmine get to know each other, really.
So a big romantic moment that's pretty necessary to make the plot move forward.
Right.
And your Aladdin, is he pretty cute?
He is very cute.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, Jafar's got to be scary, but you two guys, Aladdin and Jasmine, have to be, you know, pretty cute, I think, to make the thing work.
Well, I can assure you, Aladdin is definitely cute.
And so we know your favorite song. Apart from anything you're in, what's your favorite moment in the whole musical?
Out of the whole musical, Friend Like Me is definitely my favorite. I actually, previous to becoming the princess, I was a swing, which means I do all of the girl ensemble parts. And so Friend Like Me is the most electric, fun number of the entire thing, because it's the genie has just come back, and it's 8 minutes of him doing his thing, and there's so many different styles and dancing, and we change costumes, and it ends with a tap, and there's fireworks. So Friend Like Me is the one, like the best number.
So you were a swing. That's a fascinating job, and one that's confusing to a lot of people. So if you wouldn't mind telling our audience, what is a swing, and how tough is it? Because I think it's pretty darn tough. Mm-hmm.
It's a job for pretty special people. A swing is an insurance policy or a safety net in the company. As a female swing, I learned 7 different ensemble tracks. And so if any of the ensemble girls needed to go on vacation or not be at a show for any reason, I can swing in and be their track in the ensemble as if nothing has changed, so that the show can go on and we can still do it for the audiences and they never know. So we're like the secret ninja safety net.
And also another fascinating job. I don't know if you've ever had it. Dance captain?
Yes, I'm actually the assistant dance captain.
So tell our audience, now we know what a swing does, and tell us what a dance captain does.
A dance captain is responsible for keeping the show clean and beautiful. We are in charge of the dance numbers and communicating to the ensemble members, keeping the dance is looking precise and clean and everyone together. And we're responsible for bringing new people into the show too, and teaching them the show and having their transition into the company be smooth and all of that.
Are you like a drill sergeant or are you a nice dance? Are you a nice dance captain?
a nice drill sergeant, we'll say.
There
Happy
we go.
Medium.
A nice drill sergeant. And for, you know, all the little girls in the audience who want to grow up and be a Broadway star and a princess at the same time, if those opportunities come along, how'd you get your start? What would you recommend? How did you progress through the ranks, and how would you advise young people?
I would recommend taking every opportunity you're given. Hard work goes a long way, and putting yourself out there and taking the opportunities to do something that scares you or put yourself in a new environment. Hard work and honing your skills and becoming well-rounded, that will only help you grow and succeed.
I was talking to a fellow once who said, by the time you get to the audition, everybody knows what you can do. They know you can sing. They know you can dance. What they're interested in is, what kind of person are you? Because you're going to be on the road together for months. And that character really, really counts. How do you feel about that?
I most definitely agree with that. If you've gotten to a certain level of the auditions and stuff, obviously, like you said, they know what you can do. It is about being a good person and wanting to spend the rehearsal time and the show times with that person, because especially on tour, your company is your family. So you want to keep, that's a precious thing, and you want to keep that safe. So you want to invite good people, kind people, smart people into that family, to keep that unit safe.
We've been speaking with Lisa de Guzman. She sings, dances, and acts the role of Jasmine, Princess Jasmine in Disney's Aladdin, the hit Broadway musical, which will be at Shea's limited premiere engagement August 8th through the 19th, August 8th through the 19th, with several opportunities. Thursdays are at 7:30, Fridays are at 8, Saturdays at both 2 and 8, Sundays at both 1 and 6:30, and there'll be an additional 1 p.m. matinee on Thursday, August 9th. Here's a tip to everybody: deal with Shea's box office or with Ticketmaster. Do not deal with anybody else, because we want to make sure that your ticket is a real ticket. Ticketmaster.com or call the Shea's box office. Lisa DeGuzman, what a thrill to talk to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.